Hi everyone, Sandman here. As donations with topics keep drying up, I'm strongly debating just deleting the content on my Sandman 1 YouTube channel, and then getting remonetized there, the way that my Sandman 2 channel has been on YouTube. At least that way I'd get about the same amount of money as if people were actually supporting me. I'm just giving everyone a bit of heads up in case I decide to do that. Anyways, now on with today's topic. I put a link in the description to an article called Gen Z and Millennials Think Women's Rights Have Gone Too Far, according to new survey. It looks like Gen Z is swinging back to traditionalism because it's rebellious to be traditional these days, don't you know? It's like the new punk rock. If you think that's crazy, then look at the tradwife phenomenon, where women want to bake cookies at home and submit to their husbands. Look at women entering the manosphere like Just Pearly Things, with over 100 million views in a month. You don't think that's a reflection that people are sick and tired of gynocentrism? She's making it socially acceptable and cool for women to push back against feminism. The youth in every culture tend to stand up to authority and the ideas it promotes because they see those ideas as old-fashioned. In this case, with wokeism and women's rights gone too far, they're rebelling by doing the opposite, which is trying to become old-fashioned. If the teachers are telling them that it's okay to be gay and it's socially acceptable to do so, then they're starting to think it's not cool anymore. In fact, you're starting to see a rebellion against language itself. I'm noticing people in their early 20s using the term based instead of cool. Cool has withstood the test of time all the way from the 1950s to today, but it's finally starting to die out as the Zoomers start replacing it with based. Change is inevitable. The kids that do buy into woke ideologies and women's rights are probably the weak-minded ones, or the ones that are trying to brown nose for a better grade, or so that their professor likes them. The author of this article seems worried that there are disturbing views from young people that the battle for women's rights has gone too far. Over half the people in younger generations, millennials and Zoomers, believe the push for equality is negatively impacting men, and that men are doing too much to support women. Around 53% believe that, while it's 46% of Gen Xers and 40% of Boomers that believe it. I think Gen Xers and Boomers aren't aware that the pendulum has swung so far because they're either married or in long-term relationships, or have an issue with the way they perceive time. The woke madness has only been happening for the last 5 to 10 years. Most of the 40 and 50-year-olds' memories of life experiences happened before that, so for us it's basically a blip on the radar. What this is telling me is that younger people are consuming tons of Manosphere content and listening to people like Andrew Tate and Just Pearly Things, and now starting to understand the issues that men are facing being marginalized. I think this trend is only getting warmed up. Is society finally coming to its senses? Or is this just about teenage rebellion? I think it's just a reaction by the young trying to avoid the ideas and attitudes of the old. Also, Gen Z and millennials were the generations that most believed a father who stays home to look after his own children is less of a man, with 30% of both groups agreeing with that statement. This is way down to 22% for Gen X and reduced even further to 14% for Boomers. So this is probably one of the reasons that the tradwife phenomenon is now gaining steam. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code Sandman to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to stay-at-home dads are increasingly seen as losers, while stay-at-home moms are seen as being based clown world show. Part of that article also says this, and I quote, former Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard, who is the chair of the Global Institute for Women's Leadership, said that, despite the progress that has been made in recent decades, high-profile examples of misogyny are still rife. There are worrying signs from this research that such views are not only gaining ground among the public, but also deterring people from advocating for women's rights, she said. Unquote. Of course, they're gaining popularity, because you've had guys like Andrew Tate explain female nature to millions of guys, and he has tons of social proof, or at least had it before being put in jail. And locking him up just made his message resonate more, because he's now seen as rebellious, and teens love a rebel as well. So they're taking his ideas about women to heart. The former female Australian Prime Minister, she's worried, and says we shouldn't be complacent. But this is all about conformity versus rebellion. It's healthy for the young to rebel against the ideas of the old. But the old don't like it because they want to continue having relevance in their worldview. They don't want to be seen as mental dinosaurs. But it looks like the boomers still have hope and cope because Gen Z is the generation that is most likely to speak up with a friend or family member that made a sexist comment. 68% also say that they have taken at least one action to promote gender equality in the last year, compared to only 41% of boomers. The thinking is that the only reason that Gen Z types are fighting back is because real progress has been made on the gender equality front. It's not just gender equality, but I think that Gen Z is probably going to be rebels as well by taking care of their health. Because in just 7 short years, 60+% of American adults will be obese, and I'm guessing 65% of the women. You're going to look like a real rebel if you don't roll around in a rascal and don't have diabetes feet. Some have said that Gen Z pushing back against feminism might be a signal that there was an overcorrection when it comes to women's rights, and now the pendulum is just swinging back in the other direction. That women have brothers and sons in their lives, and that seeing them suffer is also making them suffer as well. So they want to see some of the gains of feminism rolled back. You're going to see women push increasingly for traditionalism or to stop progress. IB conservatives once AI girlfriends and sex bots start coming out. Only once the male technological sexual revolution starts taking women's sexual marketplace value away will they push to stop things. But only if they get to keep the gains they've made thus far. And men can't get to escape from gynocentrism. They're going to trick simps into helping them push back against sex bots and AI-generated hotties that like to be naughty. Sure, some women are acknowledging that there's a problem, but will they do something about it? Probably not. Will more women live the trad wife lifestyle? Sure, but not enough to really make a difference. That's because the cost of living is going to force women to work and not be traditional. Sure, some of them might be like my mother when she was younger and working really hard at a job while taking care of the family, but that too is a tiny minority. The only pushback I see against feminism will be once enough men go their own way, and it harms women through too much inflation because more men check out of the workforce. Then you'll see women fight back. Or when even many of the chads don't want them because they would rather chat with an AI chick. Then of course because women are suffering, something will have to be done to give men more of the things that they want. We're almost at that point now. But I think that with an adequate sexual replacement, guys are going to be more likely to just jump ship entirely. That's when you're going to see the real pushback against feminism. But it's going to be too little too late as the male sexual revolution train will have left the station. Women have had the advantage in the sexual marketplace since they got the pill, abortion, and no-fault divorce. Before that, they had to provide something else in order to entice men to give them attention and resources. Because if their husband just ignored them, it wasn't like they could just get another. Since second-wave feminism, it's men that have had to tiptoe around the tarts. Once we have technology to meet all of our sexual needs, we won't have to anymore. And at that point, if women want men in their life, they'll once again have to be on their best behavior. That's the real pendulum shifting from one side to the other. Eventually, I suspect it's going to get stuck on men's side like it's been for most of history, with men having the advantage in that sexual marketplace. The time from 1960 to now has been a historic deviation, and it's going to end shortly. I can't wait to hear the squeals as AI replaces ladies in both the bedrooms and the boardrooms. They definitely won't see that one coming. Right now, it's men that want to see the collapse of civilization so that women have to come back to the bargaining table. But in a short little while, it's going to be women that'll have to hope for collapse. They'll, of course, commandeer the government to try and take technology away from men that frees us from women. But that's not going to work everywhere. And the competent and successful men will just move to where they can have true sexual freedom again. There's a lot to look forward to. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that women will only come back to the bargaining table once men have the technology to no longer have to need to smash them anymore. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the disgruntled women, when they eventually figure out that technology will replace them in the bedroom and the boardroom, away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.